The good life is one inspired by love and guided by knowledge. You'll find both love and knowledge here on The Misdiagnosed Life. Here is your host, Beverly Butler.
On today's show, we're going to be talking about allergies. And according to the CDC, allergies are the sixth leading cause of chronic illness in the U.S., with an annual cost in excess of $18 billion. More than 50 million Americans suffer from allergies each year. And the CDC further states that according to a study released by the CDC in 2013, food allergies among children increased approximately 50% between 1997 and 2011. People don't really know why allergies are increasing, but some are speculating that glyphosate is one of the main reasons, as this chemical is found in Roundup. And Roundup, the chemical glyphosate, damages the gut, and a damaged gut can lead to allergies. If this is the case, then we can expect allergies to keep increasing as this chemical is contaminating our soils and food supply. But we can discuss that on another show. But one of the problems with allergies is that many people have allergies and they don't know they have them. Sometimes allergies show up as fatigue, and they can present themselves with many different symptoms. We'll be going over some of these in just a few minutes with a good friend of mine, Dr. Brandy McCanns. Dr. McCanns is a chiropractor with a nutrition-based practice. She has been studying nutrition since 1994 and works virtually with her patients utilizing functional blood chemistry, hair mineral analysis, and salivary lab testing to create protocols for specific organ system dysfunction, including gut dysfunction, autoimmune issues, hormonal imbalances, and more. Dr. McCanns studies and teaches yoga and lives in Boulder, Colorado. Now, of course, what we're discussing today and anything we say has not been approved by the FDA, and we do not claim to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. Health-related information provided here is not a substitute for medical advice. Now, with all of that aside, let's welcome Dr. Brandy McCanns. Hey, Dr. Brandy.
Hi, Beverly. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm really glad to have you on the show today. Awesome. I'm going to call you Dr. Brandy, if that's okay. I feel
that works.
Comfortable doing that. Okay. I was just curious as to how you got so interested in treating allergies. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit about, you know, your history and why you got so interested in treating allergies. And
absolutely. Thank you. Basically, I mean, my number one priority is to do whatever I can to help my patients get well.
Yeah, of course.
And so, you know, what I was finding is that, well, like you were saying, so many people are having allergies, and allergies show up in so many different ways, and we don't even realize it. We don't realize that we have these certain food allergies or sensitivities, and there's a difference between an allergy and a sensitivity, of course. And, you know, what I was finding is that the more I started diving into how to help people recover, it more than not leads back to resolving the root issue that they're having that is expressing itself as an allergy. Did that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. Okay. And, you know, and people can be allergic to not just dogs and cats and peanuts, but they can be allergic to vitamins and minerals.
Absolutely.
Too, can't they? And yeah. So that, well, I can see where that would hamper someone from trying to get well if you're trying to do nutrition to help yourself feel better. If you're having an allergic reaction to it, it's a counteracting itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then, and that's a whole loaded conversation as well.
Because, oh, yeah.
You know, whole food vitamins versus isolated vitamins can have a different effect in the body. So, and I personally prefer using whole food vitamins
yeah.
for people.
Yeah, I do too. And let's talk a minute about that. We've still got a little bit of time. You know, what we're learning, and I think more and more people are going to this, and I prefer that too, to use whole food vitamins and minerals, because there's a synergistic effect. That's number one, that these vitamins and minerals work together.
Exactly.
And some of your vitamins are not even absorbed if you don't have minerals with them. I believe that's my understanding on that. And
that's
there's so many, and also there's what's called phytonutrients, and we're not even, you know, I'm sure they don't even know
what all of those consist of. They've discovered some of them. So there's things in foods that we haven't even discovered yet that we can benefit from. And when you try to isolate those things, then you're losing out on other nutrients that your body needs, and the synergistic effect of, you know, taking a whole food supplement as opposed to the isolated nutrient.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. I mean, and I think it's important to clarify exactly what whole food supplements are as compared to isolates, because I don't know that everyone knows that. Whole food supplementation is basically very specific nutrient profiles that are put together and derived from food. Mm-hmm. Whereas an isolated vitamin, something like your Centrum or your One A Day, those are isolated vitamins, or even vitamin C for that matter, if it's ascorbic acid and not the full vitamin C complex, you're getting one nutrient. Vitamin C as ascorbic acid is only one very tiny part of the vitamin C complex.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're taking ascorbic acid, and yeah, we may feel a little better and it may help us get over a cold, but what would it do if we actually got all the nutrients in an orange in a concentrated dose rather than just ascorbic acid that was made in a lab?
Right. It would be much better. How many other parts or nutrients to the vitamin C is there? Do we know?
We don't know.
Okay.
They're still finding nutrients.
Right.
There's no way we can know it all, right? Because it's part of nature.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it all goes to show that, you know, man thinks, you know, we think we're so smart, but really, you know, we can't outsmart God. You know, when he put the fruit and vegetables here, he put it the complete food, and he knew that's what we needed to have a healthy body. And but I totally agree. I think a whole food concentrate is so much better because you're getting so much more of the nutrition there.
Yeah. And, you know, we're just really in love with breaking things down to its smallest parts and figuring out what the one thing is when it's not just the one thing.
That's right.
We're better off eating an orange. But the problem is when we're in a state of dis-ease or decline or ill health or what people are calling aging because of their symptoms. The reality is it's unfortunate, but I wish that I could tell my patients eat more salads or eat more oranges and you're going to be fine. But with the state of the health of the plants that are being grown on today's soils and the lack of nutrients in today's food and the dysfunction that's happening in a body, add that all up and just, you can't eat more oranges and make it all okay.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay. We're coming up on the break. Let's continue that thought, because that's something I really want to talk about after the break, and then we'll get into more of the allergies. We'll be right back. I'm back with Dr. Brandy McCanns, and we are talking about allergies today. And before the break, we had just got to talking about a very interesting subject about how that our bodies are so unhealthy these days, and the foods grown in our soils are depleted, our foods don't have the nutrients they used to have. And I want to continue that conversation. And Dr. Brandy, tell us more about that, about how that, you know, an organic orange or apple now doesn't have the same nutrients as an organic apple 50 years ago, and how our bodies are so unhealthy that we need a lot more nutrients to regain our health to like it was, you know, 50 years ago. But let's continue with that thought.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, it's essentially that our soils have been just raped, if you will, because these farmers are growing these monocultures and not replenishing the soil with nutrients. And the soil is what provides the nutrients to the plant so that the fruit that's developed is full of the nutrients that our body needs to be at its best. But since the soil is depleted of nutrients, our food is becoming depleted of nutrients, or is depleted of nutrients. And there's a study, and I might get the numbers wrong on this, but it's something like, back in the 50s, if you would have eaten a cup of spinach, you would have to eat 65 cups today to get the same amount of iron.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it. And with all the, you know, with the glyphosate and all the other toxins and all that is seeping into our soils, it's just getting worse and worse instead of better.
Right, so, right.
Yeah, and that's why just eating healthy is not enough. There are other reasons, and I'm going to write an article on that here one day, but there are other reasons, and it's really sad, but I mean, we're getting to the point where people are getting so sick that, I mean, we're having to take, in some cases, people are having to take drastic measures to gain their health back. And I think it's kind of a scary place that we're at, but I'm an eternal optimist. I think, things are going to all work out, and we're going to come up. We're going to find some, probably some new things that's going to really help us and get us back on track. Because if we don't, we're in trouble. I mean, we're really in trouble health-wise in this country.
Yeah, well, you're leading the way on that, because having conversations like this is what awakens people to what they need to do in order to create the vitality and the liveliness that they want out of life. I mean, the reality is things are changing on our planet. The soils are changing, the plants are changing, our nutrients are changing, our bodies are getting sicker here in the U.S. day by day. More and more people are getting sicker and sicker. So that calls for us to take another type of action so that we can ensure our own health.
Right.
And we can no longer depend on our doctors. And, you know, like my grandmother, she's like, her doctor is God for her.
Right.
And if the doctor says take it, she'll do it. So, you know, but that mentality has caused her to be sicker because she's on so many medications. And although she wants off, she can't seem to get off. So,
right.
You know, we can either drive ourselves down into a hole, or we can take action for our and responsibility for our own well-being and health, and call in the help that you need to be guided in the way that you need, so that you can have the health that you desire.
Right, and sometimes again, and I know you agree with this. Sometimes we do need doctors, and there's a place for them. But what you're saying, I totally agree with, is that that's not enough. I think what you're saying, and you know, we have got to take personal responsibility. And
yes,
this is my philosophy, too. We've got to take personal responsibility for our own health. We've got to do our own research. We cannot take anybody's word for things. We've got to do our own research.
Yes.
And work to look at the many different ways we can help ourselves to be healthier. Because it's not enough to say, well, I'm sick, I'll go to the doctor, take some medicine, I'll get well. That may happen in some, you know, cases nowadays. But again, and you're not the only person. There are other people I've talked to on this show that they're seeing. And off of this show also, when I've talked to people, they're seeing people getting sicker and sicker. So we're really getting to a very serious situation, a critical situation, I believe, with healthcare in this country and with everybody's health, because, you know, we're just getting sicker. And we've got to be proactive and do everything we can to try to regain our health.
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, yeah, absolutely. There is a place for doctors and every person on this planet. And goodness knows, if I broke my leg, I would want to be
absolutely
in a hospital,
yeah,
here in America,
yeah,
being taken really good care of, because right, that will happen there, right?
Right.
But
right,
on the back end, I'm also going to be doing my own work, and I'm going to be doing my physical therapy, and I'm going to be taking some extra supplementation to support my bone regeneration and doing things like that, that I know medication isn't going to fulfill.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what we all need to do, is just to look at every way we can to and do everything we can to help ourselves to be healthy. Okay, well, I really wanted to talk about that for a minute, but let's get back to the allergies subject. Tell us exactly what allergies are. I mean, people, we talk about it, people say, oh, I know what an allergy is, but a lot of times they just know what the symptoms of allergies are. What's actually happening in the body that's causing the allergy, or that we would label an allergy?
So essentially what happens is when something comes into our body, or we breathe it in or something like that, that we have an allergy to, it causes our immune system to have an exaggerated response. So our immune system goes on hyperdrive to attack the foreign invader, and then that's when we get symptoms.
Yeah.
And these are usually reactions to substances that are not generally harmful, like grass.
Right,
and pollen.
Right. Right.
Foods.
So what are some of the symptoms of allergies? I know I listed at the beginning of the broadcast fatigue. That's one symptom that people don't seem to realize, but there can be a whole host of symptoms of allergies, and some are obvious and some are not so obvious. So what are some of them?
Yeah, of course the obvious ones, like itching, itching skin or sinus congestion, nose mouth area, swelling, mucus, red swollen eyes, coughing. Headaches, though, can also be, and that's not something that people think of regularly, as well as diarrhea. Even things like stomach cramps, vomiting, and muscle spasms, those can all also be allergic reactions.
What are some of the other non-traditional symptoms? What some of the other non-traditional symptoms of allergies are?
Yeah, so like you said, the fatigue, but bloating can also be an allergic reaction to maybe a food sensitivity. Yeah, so that's...
Well, what causes allergies?
Well, that's a great question. There's so many different things. But first, let's talk about something called a triggering threshold. So, basically, we're in being a part of nature and living in the world. We should be able to be in the world without being symptomatic. And we're constantly coming into contact with different things, be it pollen or grasses or pet dander or whatever. Food, and we should be able to come into contact with those things without having symptoms. And so what we have is we have something called a triggering threshold. So basically kind of think of it as a level. You can take so much, but then once you pass that level, then you have symptoms. So someone could, let's say, be allergic to a cat, and that's like pretty big for them, and that gets us kind of close to the threshold, but there's still no symptoms.
Right.
But then let's say they have a little pollen sensitivity and it gets them a little closer to the threshold, but they're still not having any symptoms.
Yeah.
But then let's just say they drink a green smoothie with some alfalfa in it and they have a little tiny intolerance to alfalfa, but that's the one that pushes them over the threshold. Now they've got symptoms.
Right. Right.
So now they're looking and going, oh, I have an allergy to alfalfa. But maybe there's something else going on there that's worse. It just didn't take you over the threshold.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So a lot of things can contribute to the allergies. It could be alkalosis, which means two alkaline state in the body. Now, this is another conversation that we could have in another day because of the alkaline lifestyle is kind of a thing right now.
Yeah.
The first to tell you that, yes, it's good to eat your fruits and vegetables and not too many acidic foods, but we also want to have acidity in our gut so you can digest your food.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a very interesting conversation because a lot of people are drinking alkaline water now and they're diluting the acid in their stomach. So when they eat food, they can't really digest their food.
Right.
And now we're going to cause a whole host of problems.
Yeah, by not being able to digest food, yeah, that just sets off a whole... like you said, a whole new set of problems.
It does.
Yeah.
And then adrenal insufficiency could also lead to allergies. So if your body's not able to keep up with the stress load, because your adrenals are your stress organs, it just kind of breaks down and you begin getting allergy symptoms.
Yeah.
If you have a leaky gut, basically what a leaky gut is an experience of your intestinal lining is hyperpermeable. So what that means is your intestinal lining should be very tight. So the cells in your lining of your intestines should be so close together that nothing could ever escape your intestines, because that's your like outlet for toxins and the things that your body doesn't want to absorb or need to absorb.
Right.
It comes out through the intestines, right? Through the colon. And so if things are leaking through that gut lining and getting back into the bloodstream that shouldn't be there, it's going to cause an allergic reaction or a sensitivity. So let's just say you ate a piece of cheese and it goes through and it escapes through your leaky gut into the bloodstream. And now here we are, the immune system is overreactive and comes in and it starts to attack cheese. And anytime it comes near to you, cheese is the red flag, attack it every time. So now someone may think that they have an allergy to cheese, but in reality, they have a leaky gut. Fix the leaky gut, then the cheese problem goes away.
Right. What can we do about it? I mean, I know you treat people. Tell us what you do to help people to overcome their allergies.
Oh, absolutely. So there's a lot of things you can actually do. The primary priority is to improve your triggering threshold. So if you're really toxic, then your triggering threshold is going to be a lot lower. It's going to be easier for things to push you over that threshold. Uh-huh. So, you know, we want to reduce the toxic load in the body. One of the things we do is cleanses. I teach my patients how to do a cleanse in the healthy way. And that doesn't mean not eating. It means putting foods in your body that help your body release toxins. Okay. But then also we want to make sure that the body is in a good state of health before we do that. Because if you're releasing toxins or doing a cleanse and you've got leaky gut, those toxins could leak back out, get into your bloodstream, and now you're causing yourself even more problems. Right. So I don't recommend everyone just go for a cleanse and hope they get better, although that's what a lot of people in America are doing right now.
Uh-huh.
We want to definitely modulate the excessive immune issue. So what you can do to do that is begin to eat foods that are free of chemicals and anti-inflammatory, and basically, if you can look it up on the internet, an anti-inflammatory diet. Uh-huh. And it basically is it's without dairy and soy and corn and wheat and gluten, anything white, and sometimes nightshades depending on your own body. But taking those things out of your diet for a little while and eating foods that are non-GMO and organic to reduce the toxic load, that's going to definitely help your trigger threshold improve.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, what if, you know, you're talking about avoiding food. Some people just say, well, I just won't eat what I'm allergic to. Is that enough and they can just continue on, or what is that doing to the body?
Well, I hear that a lot, actually. Like, oh, I just quit eating meat and I feel better now. Well, uh-huh. It doesn't solve the problem.
Right.
Yeah, you're avoiding the problem is what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah. So it depends on what your goals are. If you're just fine not eating meat and you don't really think that you want to reach another level of health in your body, then just don't eat meat and let that be enough.
Right.
However, if you really do want to step into more vitality, have more energy, feel great about your life, reduce depression and anxiety, then it's important that we take those next steps.
Right, because to me, as long as you have allergies or something, it's still hard to really, I think most cases, feel your best and live your best life, because they're, you know, it's a hindrance to the body. It's kind of like something weighing it down, and mm-hmm. There's a problem there. And I think the more problems we can resolve in our bodies, the healthier that we'll be.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing, and I was just talking to my mom about this today, but people don't know how sick they are.
Right.
Until they feel better.
Right.
And yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I was that bad.
Right. And then, you know, when you feel better, you're like, wow, this is what it feels like, you know. But you're right. And we get so used to feeling the way, you know, the way we feel. And we get accustomed to it, get adapted to it. And then once we actually get to feeling better, it's like, wow. So yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. And it's an interesting thing. I was just on I had a consultation with a new patient, and he's really, really sick. Uh-huh. He's got a lot going on, and he's really kind of disturbed that he can't take care of himself. He's like, I can't believe I have to pay somebody to help me take care of myself because I can't do it myself.
Yeah.
But the reality is, and this is what I told him, I said, you know, if you had come to me before this had all begun and you weren't 20 years down the road with a problem, then it wouldn't be so bad. But
right.
What's happening is people wait till they're on their deathbed. I mean, honestly, the people that come to see me are the ones that have tried everything, been on drugs for 20 years. The doctor's taken out organs. Did you know that there's 50,000 gallbladders taken out in America every month?
Oh, I thought you were going to say every year, but
no,
it's every month.
Every month.
You are kidding.
No.
Oh, my.
It's insane.
I know of at least two cases I can think right away where they took it out and then the problem didn't go away. That was not the problem.
See, that's the same thing as avoiding the food.
Right.
See, there's a deeper problem going on, and we got to address the root cause if you ever really want to get back to that vital place.
That's my philosophy totally. You know, we've just got to find out what the root cause is. And I think people are waking up to that. I'm seeing that because people, you know, and you hear people going to the doctor and, you know, and they're given medicine and they go on their merry way. And people are beginning to say, but wait a minute, you know, this is really not fixing the problem. And I think we're seeing a big awakening. What do you think? And where do you think this is going? Our healthcare and the people's health nowadays. Where do you see this going in the next few years?
Well, what I'm seeing is a trend towards people taking responsibility for their own health and like stepping outside of the system, right. Stepping outside of their insurance company, stepping outside of their doctors, and really just having to do whatever it takes for themselves to get well. I do see more and more of that. Even people that I know that even just a couple of years ago, who wouldn't even take any supplements are now like, right. Well, maybe I should do a cleanse.
Right.
<You know?
laughs> Right. And I think the reason for that is because they're having to. I mean, it's like they're being forced to in a way because they're not getting the answers from the doctors. They're still sick. They're getting sicker. The doctors are not really helping them to a great extent. And that's the main reason I feel that the natural health field is growing so much. Because people are trying to find answers from somewhere. And you get sick enough, you really don't care where you find the answers. That's the way we were with me and my daughter, you know, with my daughter. I mean, she was so sick. I'm like, I don't care where I find the answers. And I don't care what I have to do. You know, we just needed answers and we needed them now, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are feeling like that more and more, I think.
That's true. It's true. And we see all around us all different kinds of systems in our government and in our world are breaking down. And this is the drug system is one of those. If you watch TV, every other commercial is a drug commercial. You know, they own the media.
Right.
But, you know, people, our generation and younger, aren't really watching TV. So they're getting their information off the internet and things like that. And so I think it's a lot better today because we have access to so much information and there's so many people out there that are moving towards this and are already leaders in this field that we have people that we can connect into. We got people we can follow online. We got all different kinds of information. The problem is it can become a little bit overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I have patients that'll bring in their sack of supplements that they have been taking, and there might be, I don't know, 20 or 30 supplements that they have in their cabinet, because they just go and they think they know they need to take something, so they go to wherever, Whole Foods or Walmart, you know, and pick up something and hope that it works. But in reality, what people need and what I specialize in is helping that person determine exactly what nutrients are missing and determine what toxins need to be removed and developing a specialized protocol for them, for their specific body, for that very specific moment in time. And as their body begins to heal, and what I see is in 4-week increments, the body begins to shift. And every 4 weeks, we can shift that protocol to meet their body's needs where it's at. That's the real way it's gonna work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a one size fits all.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and that's what we're finding out too, more and more. And also, I think this is important for people to realize that it's not just one thing, and there may be two or three different ways of treating certain or, you know, getting help for certain problems. And that's one thing I want to do on this show is I'm going to bring a lot of different things that are out there that's helping people. And then just, you know, we just have to try things sometimes, and you can try this and what works for me may not work for you, but we need to know, people need to know that there are choices out there, and that when we try something, if it doesn't work, don't give up. Just keep going, because you'll find something sooner or later that really works for you. And it's not just a one size fits all for anything. And it's just a lot of, sometimes when you're just trying things on your own, you just have to do trial and error. But the good thing about you is you do the testing and you're a doctor, and you know, you've treated so many people, you know how to do this and to cater it to that each specific individual's needs. So let's get in. How do you help your patients? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, there's a couple of different components. I believe that, you know, it's the same as medication. I could tell you to take supplements in this particular protocol, and if you could go take your supplements, but if you're not actually shifting a few things in your lifestyle, then I'm not so sure you're really going to get the results you want.
Right.
So it's more than just prescribing a protocol to get you better. It's really about helping you take the steps and learn how to take care of yourself in a more healthy way, be it reduce stress, make healthier meals, know what foods. I mostly tell people don't eat packaged foods, but I spend a lot of my free time in grocery stores looking through products and reading labels so I can find those little gems. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of them out there that I can refer people to, because people are on the run and they want it to be easy and they want it to be grab and go. And, you know, I can teach you how to make a meal in less than 5 minutes on the stove that's going to be healthy and vital and nutritious. And I can help you teach you what products to buy at the grocery store that you want to always have in your purse for those just in case I don't have any food on me when I'm hungry days, so don't go to McDonald's, you know?
Right.
So there's a coaching aspect to what I do. There's also the testing. We do blood, saliva, hair analysis, urine, those kinds of things. Not all of those I do for every patient. You know, there's some people who I suspect have a parasite infestation, but rather than spending $400 on a parasite or a stool test, sometimes I just prescribe a $20 bottle of parasite cleanse, and just in case, we just do that. So not every time do I test everyone, but if we're bumping up against roadblocks or we want to make sure there's no heavy metals, we do a few little things. And then prescribing protocols and then staying in contact with my patients to help them make better choices. I follow food logs, so I have a lot of people, depending on what their issues are, of course, fill out a food log. Because what most people think is a healthy diet may not be exactly the healthiest diet for them. Right. So I can look at that and I can help them shift and give them recommendations to replace the bread that they're eating or replace whatever foods that are on their food guide that may be, or their food plan, their meal log that may be interfering with their health. Right. So there's pretty much, that's kind of the encompassing picture of it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you make it easier for people to follow a healthy diet and lifestyle, and that's good.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm busy too.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Goodness knows, you know, when I was 19 and suicidal because of my dysfunction and really literally did not want to live anymore, I was either going to die or figure out how to live a different life. And that's what led me out on this path. I've been at it since I was 19 years old of trying to figure out how to make this work for me. And so these are the things that I share with my patients.
Wow. Well, that's good. I like working with people that's been down the same similar road that I have and others have. It makes you a better practitioner, I think. Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add? We're coming up to the end of the show here. Would you like to add anything and maybe put your contact information out if you want to, and so people can reach you?
Absolutely. My consultations are always complimentary, so if anybody had any questions and they just kind of wanted to see what it was about or if I could help them or anything like that, those consultations are always complimentary. You're always welcome to reach me at my email, which is drbrandymccanns@gmail.com, and that's drbrandymccanns@gmail.com, or you're welcome to call at 707-888-9080. And it doesn't matter where you live. I work with patients all over the country and in Canada now. So my practice is a virtual practice. So I send you to labs in your area. The labs give me the reports. We do a virtual conference and I ask you a bunch of questions and we can do everything just like we're doing this call right now. So with technology, things have changed, you know.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. And that's a lot handier for people and more convenient for them.
Yeah. So. And then if somebody wanted to get in touch with me and decided to go this direction, I'd be happy to offer a 10% discount on their first order for anyone who comes through this interview.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And I know my listeners appreciate that also. Well, okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Brandy, for this interview. It's been very informative and appreciate your time. And thank you for listening. This is Beverly Butler with A Misdiagnosed Life. And always remember, you don't know what you don't know.